and the triune God, in the name of the Father and the Holy Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We will read from the words of God in the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. Dear listeners of the word, brothers and sisters, here at this service site and at listening to the internet and other media, our text is a portion of a letter that Peter wrote to the children of God who were scattered about. When I chose this text, I was listening to the services on Thursday evening, and I thought that in these texts, which we have already heard, in these sermons, there has been many words of encouragement and comfort. And those children of God in that time needed much encouragement, but we also need much encouragement on our journey. Long ago, the children of God lived amidst persecution. We do not have to experience persecution, but we experience many pressures. And for that reason, we need, and I am encouraged to say, that every one of us need words of encouragement. Many times, there are those asking and doubting, who say, does it pay to believe? What does it benefit me if I believe? Perhaps they think, and they compare this most precious matter of life. They compare it to normal things in this life. They cannot understand. They don't understand through faith. What does it pay to be a child of God, to be believing in this changing world? There are changes which we perhaps haven't even been able to picture, but they have just come. The writer of a hymn says that we are many times amazed, and we wonder at the changes that have happened in the world we live in. We often ask and wonder, like Peter once asked on behalf of his disciples, he asked Jesus, "What about us? What will happen? What will we get when we have given up everything and followed you?" At this time, or at the present, people ask, "What does it pay to believe?" Jesus answered, and his answer emphasizes that no matter what you have to no matter what you have had to give up, we can list things that we have had to give up, but we are content with this answer that Jesus gives. When he says that he who has given up things because of my name will receive 100-fold reward in eternal life. Our text speaks of this eternal life, says that it is our inheritance. Our text reminds us how in heaven there is reserved a pure inheritance for those who have followed him. This inheritance is what God has prepared for us through his great love towards us sinners, through the suffering and death of his beloved Son. When he awakened him from the dead. And we, dear travel brothers and sisters, can own this as a gift. John said that God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that not one who believes on him would be damned, but would receive eternal life. There's a question of such great love of God, and this is so great love what we have been able to experience, that we want to speak of this love and this inheritance to those who still are searching for it, who have not found this treasure. Even in these services, we are offering this treasure. We are offering it to you, dear friend, who has come here. And this treasure is being offered to you who are listening to these services in your own home or wherever you may be. The Word of God is calling you to own this treasure. This is a matter of joy for us, this treasure and inheritance. God has made us be born into a new life and given us the hope of life. And God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah when he said, "I will give you a future and hope." I am reminded of an elderly lady who heard this topic at services, that I give you a future and a hope. And she thought, this is a topic for young people. But then she said, "I am the one who has hope of a future, because I will reach heaven when my journey here ends." And then, this is my true future. And we, dear brothers and sisters, can rejoice of this. But as we are awaiting for our inheritance, we, children of God, as the text says, we have to experience many trials many doubts. And as the speaker brothers before me spoke and said, this is our life. In a familiar song of Zion, we sing, Satan often teases you, also your own flesh and the world. It never ceases to surround you so that it would get you to become weary. And another song of Zion says, you should not tire on this narrow road of life, but continue until you reach your destination. Don't we, brothers and sisters, think and pray and ask, as the writer of the Psalms wrote, one thing I ask of you, Lord, that I would once see the beautiful service of God and His temple. That I would once see the service of the beautiful service of the Lord. I think that at these summer services, we have been able to enjoy of this beautiful service. We have been able to believe the gospel. The gospel has been preached to us. This is a beautiful service of God. But once, when we have reached our destination, there will be an even more beautiful service of God. When our text speaks of trials and temptations, they may come into our lives in many different ways. We may be ill. We may have financial difficulties. It may be that a loved one has not had the strength to believe and has become weary in his journey. And it may happen that a family is broken up. In the midst of these trials and difficulties, we ask, why did this have to happen to me? Why did this have to happen to us? We have many questions, but we don't have many answers. We just have to be satisfied that God has chosen us this road. As we just heard, that the thoughts and the ways of God are much higher than our ways and roads. And nevertheless, that what God has planned for us, there He has planned it for our best. I think that if we ourselves would have been able to chosen our own road, wouldn't we have done the same thing as the children of Israel, that they chose the most easy and the shortest? But the children of Israel's road was not the shortest and the easiest. And in this way, we also travel upon the road that God has seen fit for us. The days of our lives are short. Sometimes it is said our life is like the palm of our hand, like nothing. But against this background, we can think and note that also the time of tribulation and trials is short when we compare it to that time that is eternal life in our heavenly home. Why then do we have trials and tribulations? And why is our life led in this way? This text explains to us that it is so that faith will be opened up unto us. It is necessary to have trials and tribulations. Even though they seem difficult, their purpose is to show us what is the most important thing in our life. the old catechism says that the knowledge of God and becoming a child of God is the most important thing in our life. It is important to remain as a child of God. It is important to search for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all else will be given to us. Dear brother and sister, God does not leave his children under trials and tribulations. He does not leave us alone. We do not have to get by with our own strength. We know we can't have the strength to. But God has promised to be our strength. The logo of these services reminds us that the Lord is my light and my help. When we live in the kingdom of God, we have dear brothers and sisters, escorts, who help carry and who share our burdens and our cares. And in this way, God strengthens us weak ones, giving us support and comfort. And we can turn towards God with our troubles. And surely, how many times we have folded our hands in prayer and told our troubles to the Heavenly Father. The Apostle Paul says, "Do not be sorrowful. Tell all your troubles to the Heavenly Father." In our text, the Apostle Peter strengthens us and says that with the strength of God, we are enclosed in the kingdom, and we can ask God that he would enclose us in his kingdom. And Paul wrote to the Romans in his time that he is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the strength of God for all who believe unto it, unto salvation. Dear ones, we do not have to be ashamed of the gospel of God, but we want it, and as owners of it, we want to believe. Even now, you brother and sister can believe all your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and blood, you may believe. And this, we can be happy in this portion, that we can be cared for by the gospel and we can believe on the gospel. The ones who received this letter, they loved God even though they loved Jesus, even though they had not seen him. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And in the book of the Hebrews, it says, faith is a strong faith on that which we do not see and do not doubt. Peter confessed his faith to Jesus and said to him, "You are Christ, the living Son of God." Our faith is based on this belief. We can rejoice of this. And Paul reminded the Philippians to always rejoice in the Lord. And in this way, the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. And as we are the children of God, we are also inheritors. If we suffer together with Jesus Christ, then we also will be partakers of the glory of heaven with Jesus. And don't we want to once be in that group of which is said, "Come, the blessed of my Father, to own this kingdom which has been prepared to you from the beginning of the world." In this way, brother and sister, remain believing, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. Can I also hear this same gospel? Can I believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe in this way. And we will thank and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you have been through, you have sacrificed your own Son for us. Thank you that you have left us your kingdom in which we are taken care of and carried. Thank you that your word has echoed forth here, and we ask that you, through your word, would still call those who are searching. And we say, the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.